Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, June 21st. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. And the headlines, findings of Commonwealth Observer Report provides opportunity to determine elements of electoral reform, says Linton. Bahamas Resort helps restore coral to reefs destroyed by Hurricane Matthew. And Russia hacked 21 U.S. states in elections, says U.S. official. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica and L.A. Dupini. Details coming up.
Hey, bet you didn't know. At Quartz, we have a wide range with hundreds of products for you to choose from. Fridges, stoves, fitness equipment, bikes, patio sets, dining sets, computer desks, steamers, vacuum cleaners, car audio, Serta and Restonic mattresses, rice cookers, standing fans, Bluetooth audio equipment, game consoles, juicers, entertainment units. We've got air conditioning units starting at $1,449. So see for yourself. Only at Quartz. Bringing value home.
When last have you been to L.A. Dupini Hardware? That long? Well then, come in to see what's new in stock. Kitchenware, pots, pans, plumbing and bathroom accessories, small appliances, garden tools, a full range of cutlasses, and so much more. Take advantage of our layaway option. Set up a gift registry for that special occasion, or pick up that much-needed item for your home or garden. Come home to quality at our convenient location on Long Lane in Roseau.
L.A. Dupini Hardware.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says the findings of a report of the Commonwealth Observer Mission on Dominica's 2014 general election offers an opportunity to determine the critical elements for electoral reform going forward. The mission had submitted a report on their findings regarding the conduct of Dominica's elections in 2014. However, until recently, the findings of this report remained unknown to the public, and to date, no official has been able to explain why that was the case. The report indicated that during the election, multiple instances of cheating and bribery were displayed. And with efforts by the DLP government to amend sections of the Elections Act, Linton says this report gives Dominicans an opportunity to review what needs to be done to ensure fair elections in Dominica.
I just want to caution us that the report before us now, finally, 2.5 years later, offers us an opportunity to review, to study, and to determine for ourselves as a nation, a Christian nation under God, wanting free and fair elections, what should be the elements of electoral reform going forward so that we ensure we vote in the next election, whenever it is called, in a way that conforms with international best practices, so that no mission could come to observe our elections again and conclude that while elections may have been free, they were not fair.
Meanwhile, Linton says the UWP will next week embark on another round of electoral reform education sessions throughout Dominica.
We're hitting the road again. We're going on another round of public education starting on Monday night at the Lubia Resource Center from 7 o'clock. And 7 o'clock as well, in the Roseau North constituency, will be at a location to be announced at the 7 o'clock as well. Those will be our two engagements for next week on this vital question of electoral reform, specifically paying attention in this round of public education to the findings and the recommendations of the Commonwealth Elections Observer Mission to Dominica.
Roseau South MP and Attorney-at-Law Joshua Francis says Dominica is continuing to face challenges in fighting juvenile crimes given the lack of a proper legal framework to deal with those crimes. He says while legislation makes provision for sending juveniles found guilty of crimes to a training school as part of their punishment, such a training facility has not been set up in Dominica. Francis is again calling on the DLP government to make a greater effort to ensure that a training school and rehabilitation center is established here to deal with such at-risk juveniles.
Fighting crimes, juvenile crimes. We continue to have a problem where we don't have a proper juvenile court. We do not have the proper juvenile legal framework to deal with juvenile crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, with the current legislation we have dealing with young people, one of the options that a magistrate could have in punishing a juvenile is to send him to a training school. We don't have any training school. So the legislation makes provision for a training school, but we don't have that. And the government has paid very little, if any, attention to the construction of training schools for young juveniles. We don't have any rehabilitation centers. The government has not made any declaration in recent times about constructing a rehabilitation center for the young people of Dominica.
All three taxiways and the parking ramp at the Douglas Charles Airport have been fully restored and are now fully operational. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit in an official post on his Facebook page. Repairs to taxiways and the parking ramp were part of rehabilitation works post-Tropical Storm Erica damage. The storm, which ravaged the island in August 2015, left the government with a $1.3 billion out of which $39.5 million was needed to restore the airport. New DOC President Billy Doctorow publicly invites the Dominican Netball Association to become part of the DOC again, in keeping with his promise to have reinstated sporting associations that had been ousted by the previous committee. Doctorow had committed to doing so during his campaign for president of the DOC and has now reaffirmed that commitment to welcoming the Dominican Netball Association back under the wings of the DOC. During a ceremony on Monday, June 19th, where the Australian Ambassador for Women and Girls was hosted by the Dominican Netball Association, Doctorow said the Dominican Netball Association had been an affiliate of the Dominica Olympic Committee until it unfortunately lost its membership status. Doctorow promised the Netball Association that they will not be left alone in the wilderness and that he will personally play the role of watchdog to ensure the association remains on the straight and narrow. Netball is an integral sport played in the Commonwealth countries, and the Dominica Olympic Committee is responsible for preparing our athletes for the Commonwealth Games, which incidentally will be held in Australia, the Gold Coast, next year, Doctorow said. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, says he's pleased with the manner in which salary negotiations are progressing. The DPSU held a special meeting with its members on Tuesday to discuss the status of salary negotiations with the government's team. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat Wednesday, Leiter said once a few concerns expressed by members are ironed out, the union will be able to conclude its position on those negotiations. He expounded on the concerns of members.
All along, we were of the impression that whatever we had agreed to would be tax exempted, that no tax would be paid. So we saw the government moving from 50% of 1 month's salary. The negotiation continued, eventually got them to move. Finally, we got them to move to 2 months. And we are being told that the 2 months will be, that is one-time payment marked. So it means that for that year, in addition to your normal salary, you will get 2 months. But that will be taxed. Now, the members have a problem with that because, mark you, it is not salary increase. It is like a bonus. And I prefer right now to call it inducement allowance. The fact is allowances are not taxed, but salaries are. Number two, we did make a proposal for 50%, that is the monthly premium, for a single insured person in our group medical insurance, which worked out to $30 a month, that would be paid by the government. At the commencement of negotiations, we were told that that was not a problem, that this was one that where there was no difficulty. When we received this letter from the government day before, we were told that they can only, or they are only willing to pay a one off payment of 1 month premium, that is $30. So we believe, we have the opinion that although it is a recurrent expenditure, it is not much. It only works out to $18,000 a month. And we believe that the government can afford to pay that.
New chairman of the OECS, Prime Minister Alan Chastanet, has called for deeper economic integration and more extensive functional cooperation between small island developing states. St. Lucia's Prime Minister recently took over as chairman from Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Honorable Dr. Timothy Harris, and will serve for 1 year. As the current chairman of the OECS, Prime Minister Chastanet says he's committed to continuing work on the economic union, facilitating business development, and promoting functional cooperation with particular attention on justice and security and climate change. The National Youth Council of Dominica will host its 12th annual National Youth Awards ceremony this Saturday, commencing at 6 p.m. at the Dominica State College Auditorium. The 2017 National Youth Awards ceremony will be aired live on state radio and streamed live via the NYC's new website, www.nycdominica.com. The NYCD hosts the National Youth Awards annually for the purpose of rewarding deserving youth for their outstanding contribution in various fields such as education, culture, leadership, and sports. In more news, Atlantis Paradise Island Resort in the Bahamas has completed a successful harvesting and outplanting of corals to three coral reefs off New Providence that were destroyed last year by Hurricane Matthew. This ongoing project and initiative of non-profit organization Atlantis Blue Project Foundation helps rehabilitate damaged coral reefs by growing small coral fragments to repopulate reefs that have been eliminated through disease, hurricanes, or bleaching. Since its inception more than 10 years ago, the Atlantis Blue Project Foundation has generated over $5 million through funding from Atlantis guest participation in the resort's marine adventures and is dedicated to saving sea species and their extraordinary habitats throughout the Bahamas and surrounding Caribbean seas. And Russian hackers targeted election systems in 21 U.S. states during last year's campaign, said a U.S. official. Jeanette Manfer of the Department of Homeland Security refused to identify the states during a testimony before a Senate panel, citing confidentiality agreements. But she added there was no evidence to suggest actual vote ballots were altered in the election hack. U.S. intelligence agencies believe Moscow interfered to help Donald Trump win. Ms. Manfer, the department's acting deputy Undersecretary of Cybersecurity, testified on Wednesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating Russia's alleged meddling in the 2016 election. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Findings of Commonwealth Observer Report provides opportunity to determine elements of electoral reform, says Linton. Bahamas Resort helps restore coral to reefs destroyed by Hurricane Matthew. And Russia hacked 21 U.S. states in elections, says U.S. official. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica and L.A. Dupini. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. The new Q95.